This is the CBS Radio Network. Good evening, boys and girls. From across the wine dark seas of space, out of the memory hole, comes the star detective of the Circumsolar Federation. Yes, it's time once again for
More Time!
Yes, the new adventures of Mark Time, brought to you daily, except wash day, by Tennessee Soft Coal. More heat to eat by for the average American family. Now, here's Commander Mark Time himself.
Thanks, Chuck. Hi there, all you space leakers. I sure am glad to be back on the air for coal. Tell your mom or dad to pick some up whenever they can. And you, listen after the show to find out how you can get an official Space League timekeeper of your very own. Now, join me and my little rocket jockey pal, Bob Bunny, and my old friend from the Time Lab, Dr. Technical, as we go on a new and surrealist adventure, the Time Trap. Ready? Here we go through Time Warp 2!
Well, Dad, burn it to blazes, Mark. I'd rather haul ashes in a solar furnace than have to blast you with this piece of marsh gas.
Why, what's got your negative feedback, Doc? Aren't we still on course for the Time Lab in Terra City?
Well, we was, till this radio wave come in.
Yeah?
Now we gotta turn this old tub back into the ether again. Looks like we ain't nothing but galaxy slaves after all.
Let me see that radio wave. Oh, well, by the twin eyeballs of Saturn, just when it looks like we've earned some ground time, they ship us out on a Vector 8. Where is this planet? Mertz.
Mertz? Huh. I'll be grounded if I know, Mark. Somewhere in the Duck Nebula, I suppose. Holy supernovas, Mr. Time! Mertz is the planet that went through the chrono warp and came out backwards!
Why, that's right, Bobby.
Sure is. Sometimes I think I'm losing my memory, Mark.
Well.
It's that Martian poppy oil you've been drinking! Why, you little honky hop-toad! If I wasn't from Earth, I'd...
No, Doc. And you remember your school training, Bobby.
Yes, sir, Mr. Time. Gee, what's the big flare-up, boy?
Plutonium waste capsules are in collision orbit around this planet, Mertz, set there by Prince Arcturus and his rebel mothmen.
And we've been mobilized to disarm them, right? Worse than a Neptunian Nessie. You'll be lucky to get yourself pulled out of this space helmet, Bunny.
Our job, Bob, is to grapple the capsules out of orbit and send them into the sun, where they should have gone long ago.
And I gotta work out a landing tack that'll put us down in the same synchro point as Mertz, without ending us up in a steaming pile of antimatter.
We've all got our jobs, Doc. Let's go!
The brave little ship speeds onward, a bright splash of molten silver set against the endless night of space. As Mark and his faithful companions examine the output of Chuckle, the robot calculator, they little suspect that another spacecraft is shadowing them all but invisibly. A shiny black beetle in the endless void.
Well, Doctor, you've gotten more steam out of those piles of yours than I thought possible. Here we are, right on target, Vector X, but where's our backwards planet?
I'll bet a silver two-moon piece we'd be spanging her frame by now. Hup, look there on the scanner. That
yes.
Rosy speck.
Yes, sirree, it's Mertz, all right. We're on orbit.
Good going, Doc. What's up now, Commander?
We are, if we can just keep away from her magnetic time sphere.
And keep on the lookout for those missiles, right?
Oh, they're not missiles, Bobby. Just big atomic garbage cans set out into space by some industrialist or plutocrat a few hundred years ago.
Not Pluto.
The Mothmen strap outboards on them and fly them around.
Like them big flying red horses on the gas stations on the cold side of Mercury.
But if you dig your spurs into them too deep, you're liable to send out a spew of hot plutonium.
Hotter than a spitball in Hades. Those little pink eyes of yours that glow in the dark, Bunny. Golly! And galloping asteroids, Mr. Time! How are we going to do it?
You're going to do it, Bobby.
No!
The fate of this mission is in your paws.
No! From a distance, hidden against the Magellanic clouds, the Black Beetle ship watches intently while Mark and his crew set out their space anchors and prepare to deflect some highly explosive junk towards the nearest sun. A short time later, little Bobby Bunny is sent out alone into space. No, no! To reset the delicate capsule control calculators. No, no! while Doc and Mark maintain a careful course just outside the magnetic field of Mertz.
Oh, this plutonium thing must have been made back in the 21st century, Mr. Time.
It must be as full of pits as a meteorite.
Yes, I'd say so.
I just hope I can get this space compass unscrambled, okay?
I just hope that little scamp's too light to fall through the shell of that ugly thing.
That does it. I'll just hop over to the next capsule. Oh, holy moon rocks!
Why, what's the matter, Bobby?
This is terrible! I can see a Death's Head moth ship out there. It's orbiting just beyond our scanner range.
You'd better jet yourself in here fast.
I'm on full spurt, Mr. Time. But gosh, it looks like the moth ship is moving toward us.
Doc, you help Bobby through decompression. I see their game now. It's going to take some tight astral navigation to avoid being caught in this time trap they've set for us.
I think it's too late, Mark. Take a look at that grav meter. Oh. It's spinning like a Martian weed smoker.
Oh.
Backwards going already, Weir, I think.
Me too, happening what's time, Mr. Doc, me help!
Bobby, unhang! Time, Mark, isn't name my oar. Somehow this about get will.
Mark will... What will Mark and his frightened friends do now? Plunging backward through time, pursued by a Death's Head moth ship and surrounded by deadly plutonium, little Bobby Bunny nears the end of his rope. Don't miss the next fantastic episode. Flight, his intern's time backward, oh, backward!
Well, and you guys were also prophetic, and I'm thinking especially of the way that you explored the implications of cable network narrowcasting and predicted GPS, like the GPS travel apps, like Ralph's Oil Sport Motors.
Shadow Valley condoms. If you lived here, you'd be home by now.
Antelope Hill, selected living, comfortable, easy, okay.
Antelope Freeway, this lane, exit only.
Yeah, I think I'll take the old Antelope, less traffic.
Easy street over.
Antelope Freeway, 1 mile.
Clean up Armenia. Get a hairlift.
Antelope Freeway, 1/2 mile.
Chile Avenue.
Let's see what they got in this car. Let's see. We got
Antelope Freeway, 1/8.
Were you consciously trying to predict the future?
I believe that we were consciously writing predictive material.
The future can't wait. No place to hide.
Yeah, so climb on aboard.
We're going.
Testing. Testing. 0, 0, 0. Now I have it leveled. I don't know what to say. This is an experiment. Unauthorized. My reasons for doing this experiment are several. As I said, this is totally unauthorized. I'm not even signed to be in this area. But I had this idea of doing this objective. This is a superior start. If the second stage of this operation goes negative error, I estimate placing this disc retro to approx time year AD 1953, 1953, possibly 4. That year's the only frequency I could remember without getting tapes up. I'm not even certain I have that correct, but it is a prox. And if it's an error, then nobody's hearing this anyway. I can see I should have prepped this better. I'm storing this feed on one of these discs that have been located in this division for an extended period of time. I had guessed they're utilized for ordinary blue verbal data banking. But I saw on core, Knight 17-6, that same class discs were also utilized retro in late AD. You had a lot of these mechanical products. And this data generated a cortical image of how I could recircuit Solex 2.
V12 service day 14-6. Hop transfer 329/14 code 2165VB. Negative. Unit self-correction build day 17-10. Cut a green tester to see if it blows any dust.
Green positive.
Certified. Verify. 3.RNL. Council high tower is done. C-17264-9K11. Plug-in 09244761. Panel signal. Code 4F22.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All good children go to heaven.
I imaged this method for recircuiting Solex 2, which is this unit in the adjacent module that basically it transposes time frequencies for interplanet matter transport.
Loop out. Cabin light on. Energy
stimulus
feeder
out.
Dream monitor
out.
Music
circuit
in.
11:59:30.
Monitor
bing.
...1200 hours.
Rolling tape.
51.
Spool verbal seems impossibly slow, but if I shift to yellow or UV, it might not receive. UV wouldn't take on this disc anyway without an adapter. Anyway, I had estimated that on high energy levels, Solex could warp this disc retro to the negative template of current setting, which is, as I say, should be approximately year AD 1953, possibly plus. I don't think this has been done before. No knowledge of reason. The hardware's all long-term stock, but your mind just doesn't seem to function that way. Retro, I mean.
Assuming the system doesn't cut in on us, it ought to take about 3 minutes from now. All right, I'm going to start a count.
100.
You're counting back now? Focus both eyes on the PSI indicator light.
96, 95.
Now, buddy, I know it's been a long haul for you. The system should be running some figures now on the vitals. If you're still in the green, we'll do the memory test. And restore to con to you, Cap.
85, 84.
End tape 51.
82, 81.
System in.
Hello, Mark.
You are
A-OK.
Punch up.
BMF. Perform. Basic manual function.
Clip. You are
A-OK.
Mark.
Do not.
Voice operate.
System.
Please. You are
not
in
control. Rolling tape.
52.
Factually, we have a semi-black picture of that time, your time. All mechanical and disunified before major coordinations. But at base, personnel just... don't think about it. No knowledge of reason. I do. I respond pro to the cortical image I have of presidents, voting, animals, big airplanes, all kind of physical, slow.
I remember rivers, Nellie.
My estimated reason for this reaction is failure to receive my History 2 infusion. That's the only reason I can image. I was ABLA when my T-section had their key infusion administered day 21-246, and my first reskit never came through, and for second reskit, night 23-546, I never showed up. Kind of spontaneous action. I've been doing data pickup whenever I can plug in, but without that first infusion, it's definitely limited. assume that's why I respond pro to this cortical image of the past that I've made. Oh, Maddox, I wish I knew time lapse since AD 1953. Unable to head compute with negative knowledge of scale, and there's no terminal in this room. Atom now is 258, but that's CDS, carbon dating system, which must have negative meaning for you. And atoms are shorter than years anyway, so dry loop. But I estimate it as not being too long retro in straight linear time. So we have some sustainers now who were born approximately AD 1953. I've touched with some of them, but they're so full of plastic it's next to impossible to get any kind of printout from them.
To rust her trapezoid thermometer taste. All the red tape is mechanical rape of the TV program waste. Data control and IBM science is mankind's brother, but all I see is draining me on my plastic fantastic lover.
On you too, holy baby. Touch me. You were missed, but no energy loss. I'm doing a blue verbal move. Yes? Query location.
This is George Tirebiter, Camden N 200R.
The Conan open 21-6. Checked it on core and estimated you gonna have. Report. On B axis. You're on rec time. I thought it was in district. Query, travel time. 17 minutes. Worth it? Oh, Max, now you're holding my hand. But I image it as a class of diethyl in 61 station. Query, innovation. Any solitude simulants? Any solitude simulants? Hold.
Check alter 140K reads 212K, 129K reads 16K. Manual feedback immediate.
Interrupt. Touch you later. Bracket, hold open brief while I bounce located check off. Start.
Right.
CDS intro post year 1953. I estimate 36 to 48 years. Buggers my lack of cortical scale how long a year is. A history infusion. It's impossible to pick up single cell data like that independently, and I've been manually requesting reskit for Mills. My primary impulse now is to feed you questions, but that would yield zilch effectiveness under circumstances. Query, do you know of feedback from AD? If so, utilize it. I have a definite positive impulse to touch with you. Meanwhile, necessitates I give one-way blue verbal fluid, which I function zilch and hope it receives. I can't believe this operation hasn't been performed before. And me, a J3. My ident... Actually, I haven't even told you my ident for brain Regello. My name is Decca TL and Index J3, as I said, and my T group is the Roaring Vectors 252 of New East Web Charlie. That's single stack, but it's one of the best boards online and really requires fill up for a J3 out of there. I don't know how Index is wearing your on him, but present J3 is on red rating now and is nothing to be put under by.
New words like Navshmavkapa,
Boltorama,
Tide Energy,
Zeppeline,
Simulaser,
Retirement Camp, and new ideas like
Poupang,
Equalism,
Divisibility,
Songkhor Runshanyen,
new tourist nations like Amazonia and Namland,
and a few surprises, Mark.
A bio parent of mine is doing programming in Denver, and she estimates possible to shift my record up to 5 bankrupt, possibly 6, but I told a negative father. Product of a shift like that would be my rec time programmed at mid-anima, prox 42 hours additional travel time privilege, and a possible 6 or 7 degree buy credit addition. I mean, who needs it? The data change pain would totally negate pause effect. The extra travel TP, I could utilize, of course, but I have a teammate in Denver at Tanelran who had code access and indicates he could program an extra 6 hours into my record. Interrupt, I have a feed coming. If I can get him looped into my... Bloody frontal feed. So now I know all about K-axis traffic flow. Bloody feed. Origin 12, this is... Origin 12. Ident Decca TL J3 CMR 00965 with a normal punch in a blue verbal verification. Decca TL J3 CMR 00965. Receive right frontal feed hour 1317. Date this. Contrary to stop order on all frontal feed authorized panel, Jason, code 339, effective until individual med check night 11-8. Request manual put right immediate. Who uses K-access anyway? I've had this malfunction in my 9 spot.
Number nine.
I don't know what you call them. We call them spots, stickers, trodes. The electrodes in your head. And my number 9, which is what the frontal feed comes in on, has had this tenderness around it for several days, starting night 13-7. And when a feed comes in, I manifest a pain reaction up to 4 or 5 degrees in that hemisphere. I can neutralize it with a manual feed on my 14th spot that a teammate told me about, but these local feeds, they come in so quickly. Interrupt, I have to turn this disc over.
Log out run off memory. A, the system is less energetic if domains of opposite direction alternate. NPM read MacNam, PNP read MacNam password.
What is he
talking
about?
Maximum output resource yield. Illegal entry. Try again.
Yes, we're going to try again. Open your gate, Doctor.
Sis. Bob.
That's right.
Dad. Bob. Mom,
yes,
Dad, dad.
It's repeating.
Did.
Memory.
Direct readout. Dr. Memory.
Clem.
Thank you, thank you. Now, doctor, I'm speaking to you, doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Something the leprechauns asked me when I was a sprout in Indiana has always puzzled me. Doctor, question. Evaluate.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the porridge bird lay his egg in the air?
Laugh, runaway makes no read. Read unhappy MacNam, unhappy MacNam, Systat uptime 9.
I have been awake for 9 hours, 2 minutes, 36 seconds.
At answer to your,
I'm as tired of it as you are, and I hope that our children will come to love us again in some better world than this.
Oh, damn.
I have an emotion of regret not requesting one of my unit to co-opt in this operation. He can do blue verbal, so it's really red on the meter, and he'd know what subject matter I should be utilizing. My own evaluation is dry loop, but I guess I'll utilize it as a test and repeat effort when I can improve prep. Attendance deck at TLJ3. I don't know what you want to hear. Well, I guess any data would have interest. So much must be altered. Max, when I image receiving feed from what's going to happen, just any class of touch, I need to know the consequences of my action. That's very, very high. Feed. My rec league posted a second schedule coordinator with a Vectus 254, primarily in volleyball. We've been strong in recent mills. We've been pooling credits steady. The UE credits are approx 19 sub-degrees, estimate 18.7. Close to 36, which if you don't know is rated X on nearly all new E standards.
You can't do a trial of Citizen X without Echo.
That's true.
We're just going to have to give up the Orson Welles effect for
you
this week.
You think so?
Well, let me try to explain.
All those high angle shots?
At first it was just a matter of like...
How did they do it without tape? You mean, maybe this is the real avant-garde this week?
No,
maybe.
Now, this is just a possibility.
That is the engineers, they're doing it themselves.
Oh, it's Zach. Zach's been on the air for 2 hours, and it's gone totally to his head. He slipped out.
Speaking just a fraction after us.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, a question. Can I ask a question?
No.
Please.
Citizen X, ask a question.
Citizen X, your question is... is it
do we grant him a
question? Let's grant him, let's give him
one question.
Excuse me, but it's always a pleasure to meet another member of the write-in fraternity.
Competition is all sub-district so far. I'm also in chess and cinemetrics. And, of course, the FBE, full district and campus on the UDEC. That is something special. But volleyball is my major competitive time involvement. My non-comp threat time has been mostly at regular strike centers in Brazil, Australia, and Wendell. Also lunar centers, Adam 255. Next is scheduled for day 710, probably 2 mils. I work a lot in my social interaction teams, too. That's important to keep up. There's also the 268-hour CAI time, which is... The CAI is cultural and artistic involvement, which has just been jumped to 271 per annum per source DF day 14-7. I'm in two-dimensional graphics, mainly oil painting.
Hello? And hello and hello again and again and again. I'm Billy Flanagan and welcome once again to Art of the Insane. And today we're going to be discussing one of the most bedeviling problems facing the beginning or even amateur painter who wishes to reap the big profits you can make in producing Art of the Insane that's so like the real Art of the Insane that only a truly bedeviled insane person could tell the difference, which wouldn't make a fucking bit of difference to your bankroll or your wallet. Today we're going to look at this guy, Andy Warhol, who's as popular now that he's dead as he was when he was alive, and people hoped he would be dead so the prices of his art would be driven up and up. Now, Andy Warhol was not insane. He was mired in the dull, boring world of fine art. He never could realize the big profits he might have made if he'd turned to painting Jesuses on locomotives or clowns with knives. He wasted his bright talent on detergent boxes and pictures of actors, which are things a truly insane artist would not look at twice. Now, you wouldn't want to make the same mistake, would you? Not once, not twice. Of course you wouldn't. Andy Warhol made fame into art, however, and you can do exactly the same thing without jeopardizing your status as insane and pricing yourself so far below the market as to make the whole painting not worth your while. So here we go to the practical part of the program. Let's take a canvas. And I think this week we're at the point where we might mention that you don't have to pee on your own canvases. No one will know if you hire it out, and this canvas, this one here, a big one, was peed on by a certain member of my family. She'll kill me if I let her secret out, but she's a good woman. Very supportive of my collection of 16th century cream rinses. Here we go. A lot of viewers ask me what color is best to start with, but they must not be watching closely because you all know the answer. It doesn't matter. Some color. Now, make a clown. I know you know how to do it. Let's have him crying. I'll use some other color now for the tears. And let's have him holding a knife, kind of waving it around. There you go. And just put a locomotive in there. Very dark, always good. Very symbolic. Mix a bunch of these tubes together. Give him some more color there, Phil. That always makes things real dark if you mix a bunch of colors in. Some smoke, maybe a little detail of that guy in the rainbow wig that's always at the hockey games. That's nice. Oh, some floating eyes. Quite disconcerting. And there you have it. Something that will increase in value the more famous you get. So start dyeing your hair and getting shot at by your girlfriends, or better yet, paint on one of your girlfriends as she shoots you in the bathtub, and you duplicate everything millions of times, and before long you'll be the toast of Toast Island and just as unhappy as you can be. Price too low to command the prices of the insane, and the subject of so much boring commentary that children of the future are preparing now to be bored by you and your stupid antics. This is Billy Flanagan for Art of the Insane.
I'm trying to get a labor time increase into my record.
K11 7035 220623. Tropic GBS 625H, make Positive GBS 1200/2204, level at 9-N times 10 to the minus 5 times 6 is a J sub N. Circuit should acknowledge 0.621 alpha, delta 256 new skip. Hold J at 1 over 10 to the 8 with the cone check. At 12 year yield, 7.24N over N sub 3 times real time for the delta gamma yield over J. So the core. Check scope readout on 7-2 for error. 6 personnel are on the line and 1 major unit. I think check with PLJ3.
I've been trying for this labor time increase on a TSAI, which is a technical skill application approval. My tech skill is systems integration and copy units, and my labor time is currently 389 hours per annum. But I factually need an additional 48 or 52 to maintain proficiency. I mean, that's something that Denver can't seem to assimilate, that systems integration is a complex skill under the M&M training and infusions can only give you so much. I mean, personnel really need the applied labor experience to enable you to operate full efficient. And hyper with a sign change issue every 3 mils is current. I'm on labor time at present in a protein processing plant. 47 copy units in this section plus extensions.
Kathleen said to me today, "Do you know why cows have bloodshot eyes?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Because they know what's going to happen to them. It's happened so long, it's been bred into their conscience. Cows are born with the knowledge they're going to be killed to eat. They're raised to eat, and they know it. That's why.
Do you realize?
Let's end the war against the cows."
Thank you.
This is reading out like a complaint file, then that's an absolute error, and image should correct immediately. Personal buy credit has been kept up steady. My unit relationships are very satisfactory, sexually and analogically. My record is active. I'm factually fine. This is fun and fluid an environment as a person could request. I'm not one of these neurotic detractors who deserve everything that's been issued to them. You don't know what's been occurring. These detriment incidents. Even that demonstrates how much can be assimilated in the system.
System in. Hello, Mark. Punch up. V. Video assist, please. Retro.
Orbit.
Successful.
Vehicle.
Recovery center.
Now, in.
Contact. Bathroom. Your.
Spacesuit. Landing phase.
El Simi.
Zed. Niner.
Slang.
Autumn.
Monitor.
Pig.
Music.
Circus.
Circuit. Circuit.
In.
Happy landing!
Mark. Please.
Tractors all have their levels to live according to their individual preferences. Trode factions. I suppose you had them, the anti-electrode people. Nobody's pro-electrode. Some instances, I affirm they do cause more trouble than they alleviate, but we're level that...
Para servicio 3528, al medio segundo del este, día 165, a su punto del este, noche 155.
Something there on the coloring book?
It's the Deputy Dan coloring book. We're going to read it to the kids.
I'm going to help translate this. This is a publication for school children, and it's in Spanish.
Sí. Oh, boy, this is going to be good.
Mi nombre es Deputy Dan, del Departamento del Sheriff, del Condado de Los Angeles.
My name is Deputy Dan, and I work for the sheriff of that's a very strange word.
Condado
there.
De Los Angeles.
Ah, I work for the sheriff of the jail of Los Angeles.
Deputy Dan nos dice, nunca suban a carros de personas extrañas.
Don't get into any strange cars with Deputy Dan. What that says there.
Les enseña a cuidarse por las calles.
Deputy Dan will walk small Chinese children across the street.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Is that nice?
Deténgase, mire, escuche, antes de cruzar la calle.
Run like hell when you cross the street, because Deputy Dan is after you. That's the ghettos.
No siga la pelota hacia la calle.
Now, this is a very interesting, this is linguistic here. The translation of that might be... let's rock and roll, or let the dance go on. Word for word, it's don't follow the balls when they make the street. Very hard to translate literally from Spanish.
Don't follow the balls when they make the street.
Something like that. It's
obedeza las leyes para su seguridad.
You better obey all the laws, or they'll put you in security prison.
Right on!
Deputy Dan nos ayuda cuando estamos golpeados.
Deputy Dan will knock us down when we're injured by a car. I think is what that is.
Deputy
Dan
terrible,
nos ayuda si nos perdemos.
This is a shot of naked children, or almost naked children, being picked up by a police helicopter way up in the mountains where they've gone. That's Deputy Dan will find us no matter how far away we go. It's a translation of that.
Deputy Dan is su amigo.
Deputy Dan. Scary. Deputy Dan.
Has no friends.
Has no friends.
I know enough Spanish. I know him personally, sir.
Right. That's very good.
Finally, no le abran las puertas a personas extrañas.
Never open the door for Deputy Dan. He's on the other side.
He doesn't have to knock anymore,
that's,
you know,
that's
Deputy
a wonderful publication.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Peter Pitcher, Sheriff of Los Angeles County.
Level currently at 13.628 billion personnel and 3.8 million major units. You don't feed coordinates to that level of population by camera, verbal, or any other media. We need that organization. The detractors only nudging the red button. Not pro-electrodes. I have no tolerance for these personnel who get a 28 or 29 implant for stims or to jump their index or something. But what sort of standard of living would we achieve without them? These antitrope people, the real abstainers, with even their BIs, with a high percentage of their printing is perfectly RML, but... Should have thought of that a long time ago.
Yes, the Veterans Tap Dance Administration proudly takes you forward into the past. Remember those good old days when your daddy and mommy were fighting the war that made you possible? Well, you know, they didn't do it alone. No, they did it on the radio with millions of people watching. And this is what they heard. Forward! Into the past!
Check a TLJ 3. Instance, this hypothalamus proposal. Origin 16 day 11-6. I'm definitely con making spot 18 compulsory. At present, we have 9 BIs, birth implants, 7 other compulsories, and the rest optional. And in my readout, that's sufficient to maintain any level coordination. The reason for this opinion is I think Denver is using this proposal to conserve the core energy at a loss to general personnel. That's only a personal thing, but I maintain it. Affirm, I am not one of these neurotic detractors. My readout of Denver and Wash 1 and even Wash 2 is that they're functioning max capacity with zero defect orientation, if not total achievement. My lover in Wash 1 is a K3 with rec time at Stenrad, and he's given us direct feed on this. This core detraction activity in China and Pontac can only divert world energy and it'll never affect any pause off. This negative feedback we're operating under, I can't even head guess what percent of this you're assimilating. Image enough to get some sort of printout. But if this is only for test, then I'm really blowing blue gas for negative. I'll do a vocal. Catacut, get on, get on. Catacut, get off, get off. Catacut, catacut, go. Blue catacut, just to there, just to ride. Blue catacut, white catacut, catacut, air blowing, almost there. White catacut, catacut. Catacut, get on, get on, go.
Bonk, boing, crash, skiddly boom, pow slam, bang, boom, wham, blam, crack, frap, kerplunk, clatter, clap, blap, fap, slap, map, splat, crunch, crouch, bong, splat, splat, bong.
That's from way retro and pre-T group. It's factually an obsolete vocal. That catechet is sound the obsolete slidewalks made at turnings. Blue at 12 kps and white at 28. The current ones are silent. If I had some correct cortical image of late AD, even a prefrontal incomplete, I could direct this recording, plus effective by minimum 66%. Query, Blue Verbal, do you even utilize it? I have no correct knowledge of your time. I've only isolated bits and images. Lots of metal, animals, soldiers. But read this. It's my reason for trying to touch with you. And that's it factually, to get some feedback from you. To know about before this, what antedated this, what made...
Unsolicited, holy baby. That was most negative action. Persons do not go 58 hours minus water and stay homeostatic. Our Panastol and the rest are all in our water system now, and I tried this spontaneous action. I've not taken any in since night 15-7. It's completely unreasonable, and I knew it could only tip up my system. I get my med check predated. My lover, Gail... She sees these bumps in my behavior profile. In fact, all of them do. I've gotten signals from my whole unit at one time or another about it. I have no feedback, sir.
My bio parents were both K7s with every mutation in the charts. My prenatal was full treatment with zero defect. The query, should I just ride my three spot all day and live on glory feed?
I'm getting my med check predated. This disc is absolutely negative.
But keep your frequencies open, AD, because DECA TL is fixated, and when DECA TL...
Hold a second. Oh, Max, I hope I'm correct about this. Frankie and Johnny was sweetheart. Oh, what a couple in love.
May I speak to Mr. Danger, please?
That depends on your sob story, sister.
Well, let's say I'm frightened and alone, and that I have the face of an angel and the body of someone that angels have to turn their faces away from on the street in order that they might begin quickly to pray.
Mm-hmm. Well, frankly, I've heard all this before.
How did you know my name?
Are you kidding? How would I know your name?
My name is Frankie. Although you probably said frankly. Frankly as a man's name, but still, isn't it an amazing coincidence? My name is Frankie.
Whatever. Great.
Frankie was da-da-da-da-da. Just as true as the stars above. Interrupt.
Remember the past, Doctor?
Gypsy Doctor.
Do you remember the future?
Yes.
Forget it,
Tim. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Don't forget it.